stay.
KHAS, HastingsLink.com.
Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. We are in Sioux Center, Iowa. The Hastings College Broncos get set to take on the Dort Defenders, another women's men's basketball doubleheader with the women's game up first. We'll visit a couple of minutes here with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman and coach cruising along. Everything seems to be going the Broncos' way, but anytime we go on the road, it's kind of a scary situation.
Well, it is, and, you know, in this conference, you'll take a road win anytime you can get it, and especially coming up north. I think the northern teams are particularly strong this year, so we've got a great challenge ahead of us today. The number one defense in the conference, the number one shot-blocking team in the conference, and probably the biggest team in the conference.
This is a team that seems to be catching fire. I think they've won 5 out of the last 6. They're 10-5 after going a 1-4 early in the season. So a team that has caught fire here since the first of the year.
You know, they always have some athletes that are in soccer, and they have some athletes in volleyball. And when they get them all back about mid-January, they're really a team that's very athletic and can do a lot of things. If they ever decided to play basketball the entire season, I think this is, and it was my feeling after we played them last year, that it's a team that could be playing in the national tournament.
This is a team we normally like to see maybe in November and December, and not after the first of the year, but that's the way it is. And again, we'll have a tough one here this afternoon.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing them on October 1st, so while about half their team is playing other sports. But no, they're a team that only gives up 60 points a ball game. Now, they only score 63, so on one end of the floor, they do a tremendous job. On the other end, they have two, what I would say, great shooters, and then their posts can do some things inside. Great offensive rebounding team. So there's a lot of ways they can hurt you. We just have to make sure that we play very solid defensively, make sure they're shooting over a hand all the time, contesting everything, and then make sure that they don't get any second shots on us.
You mentioned their scoring averages. Is that just the type of game they want to play? They want to play down in the 50s and 60s and not in the 70s and 80s with us today?
No, I think it's just a case of, you know, they've got some people who do some things very well, but maybe they're not as multi or as varied as say, a Morningside or a Northwestern. They have some great catch-and-shoot people. They have some people who can post up. But, you know, they're a little one-dimensional in some of those aspects. So once you get about five tapes on somebody, you start to figure out patterns and tendencies and so forth, and I think that's, in the long run, what hurts them all. The other side of it is in transition, they don't push it as much, again, as a Briarcliff and a Morningside does. So it's, you know, but they're here at home, so I'm sure they'll shoot the ball a little bit better. I haven't checked their on-the-road versus their home scoring, but I do know that they have a much higher winning percentage at home than they do on the road.
Hastings coming off of an 85-48 win over Danner the other night, the 14th straight win for Hastings, a ball game you guys put away pretty early. Went on an 11-0 run and a 13-4 run early in the ball game, and really after that it was a mop-up duty for your ball club.
Well, we shot the ball extremely well, and not only did we play good defense, but you know, Lindsay really got on track, and they left her open for a couple of threes. And I think the best part of that came out of that game is we had some people who were struggling a little bit shooting-wise, and we seemed to get it, at least for that night. We everybody was in the zone, so hopefully that will carry over into this next ball game.
You know, statistically, I compared this year's team to what we were doing last year. Statistically, there's not much difference, but on the floor, what's the difference?
Well, number one, I think we're a better all-around defensive team. We have very... and I want to be careful saying this, but we have very few people who are really not pretty solid defenders and can defend people who can shoot, can drive, can do a lot of things. And I think last year we were a little sporadic sometimes. Sometimes our defense was very good, and then sometimes it was kind of porous. I think one of the bigger additions has been Alicia to the starting lineup because she gives us a shot blocker. She's always there if we do get beat on the perimeter to contest. And then the third part of it is we're a year into the system, and I think we understand the second rotations and the third rotations that you have to make. So defense is a big part of it. That double post lineup has been very good for us on the offensive boards lately. Alicia has really been dominant. Lindsay's always getting double-doubles, and that's another headache now for opponents, everybody except for today, because like I said, this is probably the tallest team we face. So those two areas are probably the biggest changes over last year, and we've been able to be very consistent in those two areas for the most part.
In the ball game against Danner the other night, Heather scores 6 3-pointers, the 18 points. It kind of opens things up for Lindsay inside. She had the 25 points and 6 rebounds. That's the kind of mix you like to see, maybe the outside shot going with Lindsay working inside.
Well, in the very first shot of the game, there was some sagging off of Kim, and she nailed the three down in the corner. So, you know, offensively, when you look at us, I think we had some big games last year where everybody shot the ball well, but then we'd have a Mount Marty game where nobody could hit anything. And maybe this year we've been a little bit more consistent. And if the outside shot isn't falling, we've been more willing to put the ball on the floor and go create some easier shots for ourselves. Now, the third part of it is that by moving Lindsay around, the double team hasn't been as easy for teams to do. They don't know if she's going to be in the low post, she's going to be in the high post. She might be out at the three-point line in the corner. And that... When you're trying to put a scheme together on defense, you have to have so many rules then. Well, if she's here, you do this, and if she's here, you do this. And we saw at Doan the other night where they went and doubled her and left Alicia's man, and Alicia was wide open under the basket on the backside. So, you know, I think we're a little more diverse in our offense this year, and that's helped us so far.
Okay, come back and talk more about Dort as we continue on this afternoon's pregame show right after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. The Broncos in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon to take on the Dort Defenders. Again, record-wise, 11-9 on the season, 3-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But I think a big ball game for us today. We still got the one-game lead in the conference. Northwestern has already played. They played last night with a win over Dakota Wesleyan, but a big game for us today on the road.
Well, it is, because I think baskets are going to really be at a premium today. You've got the two best defensive teams in the conference, and so it's not going to be easy to score. And then on top of it, you're going to have a game that probably doesn't get up and down the court. We're going to want to push the tempo on it. We feel if Dort has any weakness at all on defense, it may be in transition. If you can get them to where they're not set, they're not waiting for everything, they're kind of scrambling, that might be to our advantage. But to do that, you've got to get stops at the other end and make sure you get the defensive rebound. So I think it'll be a hard-fought battle. I think it's going to be one of those 40-minute games where I doubt there's going to be the runs like we've seen in the Briarcliff game, where one team will get 10 points and the other team will get 6 points and back and forth. I think this will be more of a bucket here and a bucket there, and that's going to be the difference in the game.
They're playing their third game in 7 days. They've beaten Concordia. They have lost to Morningside, and they beat Dakota Wesleyan here in the last 7 days. Do they have much of a bench? Is that going to be a factor today?
Well, I don't think it's as big a factor when you play Wednesday, Saturday, because you really have 72 hours to recover from those games. If you look at us, we're going eight deep right now, but we're still kind of putting a lot of minutes in on Lindsay in particular, Kim in particular. Heather's been getting 30 minutes a ball game. So that's the one nice thing about the GPAC conference, is that you really don't have to be quite as deep. Because you do have that 72 hours rest all the time. So I don't think it'll be a big factor. I especially don't think it'll be a big factor with them being at home.
Their big key is going to be Amber Sutsma here this afternoon. She averages 16 points per ball game, and then Kate Dumez is the person that really the quarterback of the team, number one of the conference in assists. So I guess if we're focusing on the two players, those are the two players right there.
Yeah, Kim's got to do a great job with Dumez and make sure that she... Has to keep her head down, so to speak, that she's got to pay attention to her ball handling and maybe doesn't get that split-second timing to the cutters that she gets off other people. And then Rachel will have the job of trying to keep Susma from, she really does a great job of catch and shoot. So we've got to make sure that we're sitting on her all the time. We've got to make sure that we don't do any sagging. We had the same kind of a task with Amundsen, that anytime you left her open, even for a quarter of a second, she was going to nail that jumper. And Susma will put it on the floor, too, but I just get the feeling that she'd really rather catch and shoot. And interestingly enough, she's taken 300 shots, and I think the next closest player on the team has about 150. So they look for her, and they look for her a lot.
In addition to all that, they are also number two in the conference in rebounding, so a very good rebounding team. We'll have to be cognizant of that as well.
You're going to have to play a great ball game today, because there's so many areas that, because of their height, they really do a good job with it. And now they come home, and you're going to expect that shooting percentage to be usually 7, 8, 9%, a little higher than in the past. So this is really going to be a challenge for our defense and for our rebounding, which we feel has been steady all year long. But we're going to get tested good today.
I guess if we look at keys for this ball game, we want to push the tempo. We want to get into an up-tempo game, and that could be one of the big factors today.
Well, it is, because I think that's the only time we're going to get an easy shot. We're going to have to push it, and then even in the half court, you're going to have to, if our perimeter people aren't penetrating, if they aren't creating some movement on that defense, and they just get to stay one-on-one with us with those long arms and that height, they're going to really contest every shot, and our shooting percentage won't be at 48% like it's been in a lot of games. So if the game is slow, it really is an advantage to Dort. If we can get a lot of movement going on, whether it's full court or even in the half court, then we've got a shot at maybe having that 6-point run or that 8-point run.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball on the air from 1230 KHAS. Today a tough test for the second-ranked Broncos out of Hastings in the women's ball game as Hastings gets set to take on the Dort Defenders here this afternoon. Hastings coming in, a record of 18 wins, 2 losses on the season. The Broncos still on top of the conference. They are undefeated, the only undefeated team left in the GPAC right now, sitting at 8 wins and no losses. Dort coming in, a record of 11 wins and 9 losses. They are 3-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but this is a team that has caught fire since the first of the year. The Defenders have won 5 out of their last 6 ball games. They have won 10 out of their last 15. And this will be a tall, tall task for Hastings to handle here this afternoon. This is a big basketball team, as the coach mentioned during the pregame show. Maybe the biggest team we'll see out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the 2009-2010 season. Hastings has had great success here in the series with the Defenders. Hastings currently 12-1 against Dort in the all-time series. Hastings winning last year's ball game by the score of 73-61. But as we mentioned, the Defender women are 11-9 overall, 3-5 in the conference. They're 4-2 in games played at home, and their wins in the league so far are over Morningside, Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan. The 2 losses so far for Dort so far this year have been to Dakota Wesleyan and to Sioux Falls. They were by 1 point each, and also the Defenders lost a non-conference game to Kansas Wesleyan by a single point. So a handful of points here and there, the Defenders could be ranked among the nation's best in the top 25. The Defenders have won 5 of the last 6 games, and as we mentioned, 10-5 since starting the year with a record of 1 win and 4 losses. Dort, very good defensively here this afternoon. This is a team that is number 1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are giving up only 60.8 points per ball game, matched up with the Hastings College offense that is number 3 in the conference right now. They are averaging 80.2 points per ball game. Maybe the problem area for the Defenders has been on their offensive end. They are averaging only 63 points per ball game on offense, and they're up against the number 2 defense in the GPAC in Hastings. They are averaging 61.1 points per ball game. So as Hastings starts here in the women's ball game here today, the Broncos, number 1 in the conference, sitting at 8 wins and no losses. Still hot on their tails, the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. Northwestern has already won as they played a Friday night game and beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 70-62. So Northwestern just a game behind Hastings right now at 8 wins and 1 loss. Then you've got Briarcliff in there at 5-2. Mount Marty, Morningside, each at 5-3 in the conference. Concordia sitting at 5-4. And we've got to Concordia at 5-4. Dort at 3-5. And Dakota Wesleyan at 3-6 as action gets underway here this afternoon. Other games going on in the GPAC today. We've got Midland playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Hastings here in Sioux Center against the Dort Defenders. Morningside playing down in Seward today against Concordia. Nebraska Wesleyan playing up in Sioux Falls against the Cougars. And Mount Marty is playing in Crete this afternoon against the Doane College Tigers. Hastings will go with their usual starting lineup here today. Kim Feynman, a 5'5" senior out of Lawrence. Feynman so far this year averaging 9 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Heather McEwen, the 5'9" senior out of Ravenna, Nebraska. McEwen is averaging 11 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Scored 18 in the last ball game against Tana on Wednesday. Rachel Isherwood, the 5'10" and senior out of Lincoln. Isherwood averaging 8 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, the 6'1" senior out of Omaha. Ducey now the second all-time leading scorer in Hastings College history, getting 25 points the other night against Dana. The other starter for Hastings, Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler averaging 11 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. Kate Dumay will be one of the starters for the Dort Defenders, a 5'7" senior out of Brookfield, Wisconsin. Dubé is averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per game. Amber Sotsma is a 5'11" junior from Hudsonville, Michigan. Sotsma is averaging 16 points and 6.9 rebounds per game, fifth in the conference this week in the scoring percentage. Julie the Kukuk is a 5'10" junior from Edmonds, Washington. She is averaging 10 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Bailey Spencer, the 6'1 sophomore from Prairie Village, Kansas. She is averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. And then Mackenzie Schmidt is a 6-foot senior out of Gordon, Nebraska, averaging 9 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Dort dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings College in their visiting black. It's Dort controlling the opening tip. Here's a shot off of the baseline. It's blocked down from the Cuckoo. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. So Dort hammers the ball down low on the baseline on the right side. The shot was blocked down there by McEwen of Hastings, who slid down the right side of the lane. And Dort will play things in off of the far sideline. The defender shooting guard basket to our left. We're at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Here's Sotsma with the ball, drives it against Isherwood. The ball is tipped away, picked up by Sotsma on the baseline. Here's a 10-footer, put up and in. Amber Sotsma averaging 16.5 points per ball game so far this season. As Coach mentioned, she takes the majority of the shots. And she hits the first one right here for the Dort defenders. And Dort goes out on top of the score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Just underway. Here's Isherwood with the ball. Now to Kim Feynman in three-point territory. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Goes over here to Isherwood. Isherwood now to Ducey. Takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Now to Feynman here on the right side. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Ducey still in three-point territory. Goes inside to Stadler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings. Alicia's going to have a big ball game today for Hastings to stay in this baby. We are tied up at 2 points apiece. We have played a minute here this afternoon from Sioux Center. Here's a Dume with the ball. Gets it away now to the Cuckoo. The Cuckoo comes out here. 3 point territory to Spencer. And now we got a whistle and a foul is going to go here. Let's see. They're looking inside on Hastings. The personal foul is going to go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Ducey. That's going to be number one on her. First team foul on the Broncos. 18:48 to play here in the first half. Women's college basketball this afternoon between Hastings and the Dort defenders. Kate Dume has got the ball out here. Kim Feynman will draw her defensively all afternoon long today. As they get it over here on the wing to Sotsma across the right side. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by DeCucu. Rebound comes down inside. A follow shot up and in. That's Sotsma getting the offensive board and the putback. She's got both field goals now for Dort. The defenders are out on top of that score of 4-2. Here comes Hastings back up the floor, and Feynman throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to the near sideline to McEwen. The ball is thrown out of bounds. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 18-20. Remaining here in the first half. 4-2 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's a dribble penetration by Dume. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by McEwen of Hastings. She throws the ball right into the hands of Dume, and she drives for the basket, and she's fouled into play. So the Broncos have turned the ball over twice already in the first minute or so of this ball game. A personal foul goes on Alicia Stadler. So two of our big people already with one personal foul here in the first 1 minute and 51 seconds of the ball game. And Kate Dume goes to the free throw line now for Dort. 65% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Dort as a team, not very good from the free throw line, only 64%. That is 12th out of the 13 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Second shot by Dume is up there and in. So Kate Dume with a single point. And now Dort has got a 5-2 lead over Hastings early in this ballgame. Broncos with the ball. Here's Isherwood. Good defense over there. Isherwood uses a screen, moves it to the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Feynman for three. The shot's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Mackenzie Schmidt. Schmidt grabs it there for Dort. Gets it in the hands of Dume. Down the near sideline, the ball's going to be picked off. Picked off by Ducey. Runs it back 2-on-1. Now Ducey stops and pops from 10. Shot is no good. Dume grabs the rebound. Kate Dume has got it now for Dort. They're going to slow things up. They do not want to get into a running game here this afternoon with Hastings. Dort wants to play in the half-court offense. They will do that now as Dume takes it to the free throw line, stops there, gives it off to DeCucu. DeCucu back outside to Dume. Her shot for three is off the left side, no good. Ball chased down here. DeCucu grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down. It's going to pick it up by McEwen of Hastings. Heather gets it to the near sideline now. Here comes Feynman with a ball for Hastings. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Got a Ducey at the top of the key. Ducey gives it to Isherwood. Fakes on the wing. Now to Kim Feynman. Drives it down. The later shot is up there and in. Feynman takes the ball in the basket for Hastings. 5-4 the score now. Dort is out on top. Women's college basketball got the men's game coming up at 4 o'clock here this afternoon from Sioux Center. Again, the defenders will walk the ball off the floor here with their quarterback, so to speak. Kate Dumais over on the wing to Spencer. Takes it on the baseline to Kukuk. She can't go for the shot there against the Heather McEwen. Good job defensively. Back outside. Now back into the lane to Kukuk. She throws it back out near the 10-second line to Sotsma. Takes it down on the baseline. Feynman right on her face defensively. Out on top, Dumais for three. Shot good. Kate Dumais scores a three-pointer for Dort. And the defenders are out on top by a score of 8-4. Early in the ballgame, 16-20 remaining here in the first half as Feynman gets some instructions from head coach Jeff Dittman. On the right side, here's McEwen with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. The ball poked away. McEwen picks it back up. Still behind the three-point circle. Now drives it toward the basket. Contact made. Foul called. Heather McEwen angling in from the right wing, and she's fouled into play there by Julie DeCucu for Dort. That's going to be her first personal foul and the first team foul on the defenders here in this first half of play. Hastings will play it in, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Kim Feynman will trigger things in for the Broncos. Feynman with the ball, looking, has to come way out on top. McEwen has got it now. Heather holds it, now to Feynman on the wing on the right side, cross-court pass to Isherwood from 12. Her shot's going to be up there, it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Amber Sotsma for the Dort defenders. Long pass ahead to get it to Spencer. Entry pass to the free throw line. The ball knocked away from Leslie Elridge now. It is Lucci on the near sideline. It's going to be picked up by Isherwood. She runs it back 2-on-2. Isherwood to Feynman. Back outside, McEwen. Over to Ducey. Thought about the three. Drives inside the lane. Her shot is up there. Left-handed good. Lindsay Ducey scores for Hastings, the second all-time leading scorer in Bronco history. She got into that spot in the ball game over Dana on Wednesday night as she scored 25 points in the ball game. Hastings back within two. Dort 8, Hastings 6. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Dumais. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. McEwen ends up with it now. McEwen gets it in the hands now of Feynman. 15-15 remaining here in the first half. Dort out on top of Hastings. The score is 8-6. Feynman with the ball in the wing on the right side. Feynman goes to Ducey. Ducey back out to Feynman. Inside the free throw circle. Now to Heather McEwen. McEwen comes over here to Alicia Stadler. Right side out in three-point territory to Isherwood. Isherwood drives to the basket. And shot is up there and in. Rachel Isherwood drives to the hole and scores. The Broncos have tied things up. 8-8 is the score with 14:50 remaining here in the first half. Kate Dumais with the ball now for Dort. Comes over here to Brianna Spronk, who's into the ball game for the first time. Spronk now to Sozma. The ball tipped away from Elridge on the near sideline. Picked up by Elridge for Dort. Now to Dumais. She loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch there by Dumais. A turnover on Dort. The defenders have turned it over three times. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Becky Tesh. Also coming in, Elise Schleich. Heather McEwen coming out. Also, Alicia Stadler coming out. We're tied up at 8 points apiece. 14 and a half to play here in the first half from Sioux Center. They're going to give the ball here to Dort. They will play things in. Last touch in that last possession by McEwen. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Here's the Kukuk from the lane. Her shot is up and in. Julia the Kukuk scores there for Dort. That's her first field goal. And the defenders out on top now by a score of 10-8 here in this one. Hastings comes back up the floor. Feynman has got it. Feynman comes over here to Isherwood. Isherwood inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Schmidt. Mackenzie Schmidt gets the rebound there for the defenders. Gets it away now to Kate Dumais. So trotted across the midcourt stripe there. Picked up defensively by Feynman of Hastings. Now drives the ball to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Outlet pass comes to Feynman. Feynman hustles into the forecourt. Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Back outside to Becky Tesh. Now to Ducey for three. Shot is up there. Rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Kate Dumais. 10-8 to score. Dort with a two-point lead. Here's a Dumais with the ball. Again, Feynman right on her face defensively. She tries to set up the offense here for Dort as Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. Down in the corner, right side, Schmidt shot good. A two-pointer just inside the three-point arc. A deep shot taken there by Mackenzie Schmidt as a six-foot senior from Gordon, Nebraska, steps out in the corner and hits one for the defenders. It's now a 12-8 ball game. Dort has led the entire 7 minutes so far in this basketball game. Becky Tesh on the wing. Bounce pass in the lane. Ducey spins one way, then the other. Her shot is up and in. Lindsay Ducey now with 4 points in the basketball game. The second leading scorer in the G-Pack this week, averaging 18.6 points per ball game. 12-10, Dort with a two-point lead. The defenders with the ball. Here's Dumais trying to penetrate. Feynman falls down. Comes across the top to Sotsma. Now back inside. Now they kick it back out to Dumais for three. Shot good. Kate Dumais scores. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game. She knocks down 35% of her threes throughout the season. And Dort has now got a five-point lead over Hastings. It's 15-10. Now Feynman having problems. Kicks it back out here to Schlake. Her shot for three is good. Elise Schlake hits one for Hastings. Feynman had problems with a dribble, was fighting for, and just kind of put the ball out to Schlake, who's wide open in three-point territory. And Elise throws up a three ball, and it goes right down the hole. 15-13. Here's a pass down low. Soetsma grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Hastings. They'll give the ball to the Broncos. Back into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be McEwen. Also checking in for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. McDermott, the 5'3" and sophomore out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. So 12-11 is the score. Hastings can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. The defenders have led by as many as 5 points here in the first half. But then Elise Schlake hits that three ball in the last possession to pull Hastings back to within 2 points at 15-13. Here's McEwen with the ball, deep wing, left side, puts it on the floor, dribbles out into three-point territory. Now to Schlake. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Spronk. Brianna Spronk gets it in the hands now of Kate Dume. And Dume again will walk things up. The pace right now definitely in favor of Dort, the number one defensive team in the league, giving up only 60 points per ball game. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped by McEwen, picked up by Dort, driving for the basket, and a foul is called. That's Spronk, Brianna Spronk, who picked up the ball on the wing after the ball was deflected. Go into the hole, and a personal foul is called here on Hastings. It's going to go on McEwen. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. And now we have some free throws here as Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line for Dort, 60% foul shooter in the season. Her shot rims off of there, no good. Spronk will get one more. She is averaging 3 points and three rebounds per game. A six-foot freshman from Edgerton, Minnesota. Next shot is up there. That's good. So Spronk is one out of two from the free throw line, and the defenders now have a three-point lead. It is 16-13. Sophia McDermott with the ball now for Hastings behind the screen from Schlake. Sends it down in the corner to McEwen for three. Shot no good. Rebound on the weak side there by the defenders. The Kukuk grabs the rebound there for Dort. Gets it into the hands now of Kate Dume. Picked up now defensively by Sophia McDermott with Feynman on the bench. Here's another long-range jumper put up from the top of the key. No good by DeKukuk. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Down the near sideline. They get it to Elise Schlake. Brings it back 2-on-2. Schlake stops at the wing. Out to Alicia Stadler. Down to McEwen for three. Shot is up there and in. Heather McEwen hits the three ball from the deep wing on the left side. And Hastings has come back to tie things up. Hastings 16 and Dort 16. 10:50 to play in the first half from Sioux Center, Iowa. Kate Dume has got the ball now for Dort. Behind the screen, moves it to the left side, drives it toward the hole, stops and throws it up there. She is knocked off balance and knocked out of bounds, and a foul is called. As Dume goes tumbling out of bounds, and a foul is going to go on Schlake. Elise Schlake picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul, number four already on Hastings. Dort has got only one foul. And Kate Dume goes to the free throw line here for Dort. One out of two so far in this ball game. 53 out of 82 for the season for 65%. And her shot is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. Dort coming off with their win over Dakota Wesleyan the other day, winning by the score of 54-51. Dume had 13 points in that ball game. Dort leading by the score of 17-16. Women's college basketball here this afternoon. First game of two today on 1230 KHIS. Second shot is up there. It is good by Dume. And now it's 18-16. By the way, following the Bronco men's game at 4 o'clock, we will get you to Lincoln. We've got Nebraska coming up tonight against the Iowa State Cyclones. Tip-off is scheduled for 7. Pre-game show at 6 o'clock or immediately following the Hastings College men here this afternoon. Hastings trailing in the ball game now, 18-16. Broncos with the ball. They cue it at the free throw line to Sophia McDermott. McDermott fakes, drives it into the paint. Underhanded scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Stadler tries to grab the rebound. Can't do it. Schmidt's got it, and a foul is called. A foul is going to go on Sophia McDermott of Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul, number five already in the Broncos. Here comes Ducey down to the scorer's table, and coming out will be McDermott for Hastings. 10:22 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing the Dort defenders this afternoon, 18-16. Leslie Elridge has got the ball now for Dort. Goes over on the wing on the right side to DeKukuk. Out of Bailey Spencer, out here in three-point territory, dribbles a couple of times, takes it to the elbow, right side, across the free throw line, it comes to Elridge, entry pass, they get it inside, here's a turnaround jumper, good, Soetsma scores, she's now got three field goals and 6 points, and Dort goes out on top by a score of 20-16, and Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls the timeout, 9 minutes and 57 seconds to play, in the first half, we'll take a break with a score, Dort 20, Hastings 16.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Tight basketball game so far. Each team 7 out of 15 from the field for 46%. Each team has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. The difference right now, free throws. Here's a shot from deep in the right corner. Good by Heather McEwen. Another three ball. Out of the timeout, McEwen hits one from deep in the right corner, and Hastings back to within 1 point now at 20-19. There's a steal now by Feynman. Feynman gets the ball ahead of McEwen, drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings has the lead. So a turnover on Dort results in points at the other end. McEwen with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings has their first lead now at 21-20. And it comes with 9 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Dort with the ball back in their offensive end, falling down with it on the wing is DeKukuk. Ball is loose again and is picked up by Ducey. Back-to-back turnovers here on Dort. 5 turnovers now on the defenders here in the ball game. Hastings has got a 1 point lead. Broncos 21, Dort 20. Hastings with the ball. Here's Becky Tesh. Lobs it inside. It's over the head of Ducey, but he chases it down on the baseline. Out to McEwen. A long three. Put up there and in. From a different area code, Heather McEwen knocks down a tray. She's got 11 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout, Dort. That one was way outside the three-point arc there by McEwen as she lets it fly. Hastings out to a four-point lead and a timeout, Dort. We've got a break in the action here. 8 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 24, Dort 20.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings now out on top of Dort by a score of 24-20. Dort calling the last timeout. Kate Dumay back into the ball game. Gets it to Kukuk. Down the right side of the lane. Here's a shot off of the baseline. No good by Sosma. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good by Spencer. And the ball is brought out of there by Ducey of Hastings. Ducey gets the ball ahead. Now to Feynman. Hustles into the forecourt. A little hesitation. Kim now drives to the basket. Her shot good and she's fouled. Kim Feynman gets the field goal and she's hacked in the arm. She went to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Feynman now with 4 points in the basketball game. Kate Dumay picks up the personal foul. That's her first. Hastings 26 and the Dort defenders 20. Hastings has scored the last 10 points here in the basketball game after Dort grabbed the 20-16 advantage. And Feynman has a chance to add to the total right here. She scored 5 points the other day as Hastings beat Dana 85-48. The shot for the free throw line is good by Feynman. So Hastings now on a, 11-0 run over the Dort defenders. And Hastings now has a 7-point lead, 27-20. Now Dumay throws the ball out of bounds. She says it was tipped out by Feynman. That was not the case as it goes sailing into the Bronco bench just to our left. That is the 6th turnover on the Dort so far in the ball game. Hastings with 2. Broncos have the ball. Here's Feynman. Feynman spins at the elbow. Into the lane now. Kicks it out to McEwen. McEwen cross-court pass is deflected. The ball is loose and it's going to be intercepted there by Sosma. Sosma's pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets it to Isherwood. Now to Ducey. Drives it down on the baseline. Throws it off in the lane. Deflected. Picked up by Feynman out here in three-point territory. Feynman to McEwen. Lobs it down. Though Stadler. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound to Mackenzie Schmidt. Schmidt has got it now for the Dort defenders. 7:45 to play here in the first half. 27-20 the score. Hastings leading by 7. High post. Schmidt has got it with her back to the basket. Ducey right behind her. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line is up there and it's no good. Feynman grabs the rebound and she's tied up on the play. So one of the smaller girls on the court here, Kim Feynman, goes in the lane to grab that one for Hastings, but she is tied up on the play. Possession arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in. Here comes Elise Schlake back into the ball game now for Hastings, as Stadler will check out. 7:34 remaining in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Dort defenders by the score of 27-20. after Dort had an early five-point lead here in this one. Hastings with the ball. Kim Feynman has got it. Works it to the right side in the wing. Stops there. Feynman bounced past to McEwen. McEwen sends it across the top to Schlake. Lobs it inside to Ducey. The ball tipped away from her, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Schmidt. Mackenzie Schmidt trying to poke the ball away from Ducey inside. Picks up the personal foul. That's her first. Team foul number three on Dort. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. Feynman gets it to McEwen. Her shot from 3 points. Up there and in. Heather McEwen cannot miss here in the first half. She's got 14 points in the ball game. 14 out of the 29. And the Broncos now on a 13-0 run here over Dort. Midway through this first half from Sioux Center. Dort now looks a little confused offensively. Soltzma takes the ball down to the baseline. To Schmidt. Back outside to Dume. Dume gives it away now to Schmidt. Her shot from the elbow. Left side is going to be no good. Rebound. Follow shot. Blocked down there. Rebound. Follow shot. No good. Now we got a foul and a rebound. A personal foul is called here on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on McEwen. That's going to be your second. So two fouls now on Heather McEwen. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings. McEwen's going to check out. Now here comes Becky Tesh into the ball game. So McEwen with 14 points in the ball game, now with a couple of personal fouls. And Dort will play things in. Soltzma gets the ball to Schmidt here at the elbow, just left of the lane. Hands it away to Dume. Her shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Lindsay Ducey has got the ball for Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near side down to a Kim Feynman. Feynman dribbling with the ball, takes it to the top of the three-point arc. Looks left, comes back right on the wing. That's Isherwood with the ball. Good defense here by Dort. Isherwood down in the baseline, stops there. She's cut off. She gets it to Ducey. She is knocked down on the play. No foul called. Ball is picked up by Dume. Third turnover on Hastings. Kate Dume runs her back the other way. In the lane, kicks it out on the right side to the Cuckoo. Out of Dume, deep in the corner, right side, picked up by Feynman. Dume comes back out into three-point territory to Soltzma. Soltzma lobs it left side of the lane. That's a Schmidt with the ball. Her shot from 17, good. Mackenzie Schmidt hits one for Dort. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It is 29-22. Hastings College with a 7-point lead with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. So Dort goes about 4 minutes without scoring here. Hastings, in the meantime, rattles off 13 straight points. Here's Elise Schlake with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Feynman. Shot for three. Good. Nothing but flying there for Kim Feynman from three-point territory. Kim has got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings has now increased their lead to 32-22. 5.5 to play here in the first half from Sioux Center. Here's Dume with the ball. Walks it across the 10-second line. Runs the offense now. Bounce pass goes on the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Bailey Spencer. Back out to Dume. Dume dribbling at the top of the key. Stops there. Goes over to Spencer. Dribbles once. Looking inside to block. Nothing there. Back out to Dume. Her shot from the elbow is put up there. She banks one home. Kate Dume scores there for Dort. She has now got 11 points in the ball game. 32-24. Dort is out on top. Actually, Hastings out on top of the defenders here this afternoon. Hastings with the ball. Elise Schlake, top of the key. Dribbles at the free throw line. Puts it up there and banks one home. Elise Schlake uses the glass there. Banks one home from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings leading now 34-24 over the defenders. 4:43 to play here in the first half. Hastings has battled back from an early five-point deficit here on this one. Kate Dume with the ball. Deep wing, right side. Gets it away to the Cuckoo. Down on the baseline, works against Schlake, puts it up there, shot no good, and Schlake is going to be whistled for a personal foul. Elise Schlake picks up her second personal. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Broncos, and now Dort will be in the bonus for the rest of the half. And Julia the Cuckoo will go to the free throw line now for the Dort defenders. A 5'10" junior from Edmonds, Washington. Her shot is up there. It is good. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. That's her first free throw of the afternoon. Here comes Stadler back into the ball game for Hastings. Brianna Sprunk returning for the Dort defenders. 34-25, Hastings with a 9-point lead. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. That one is good. So Sprunk, rather a DeCucu, hitting a couple of free throws there. And now it's 34-26. Back into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Sophia McDermott. Checking out is going to be Rachel Isherwood. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. The defenders want to talk things over. 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 34, Dort 26.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Scores around the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Concordia has jumped out on top of Morningside. They are midway through the first half. It's Concordia 20 and Morningside 14. Briarcliff all over Midland Lutheran. They've got 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. Briarcliff 41 and Midland Lutheran 21. Hastings College now with a 34-26 advantage over Dort with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the first half from Sioux Center. Bronco basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Broncos using a 13-0 run here in the first half. Now Hastings enjoying an 8-point lead, 34-26. Bayman with the ball for the Broncos. Out to McDermott. Bounce pass, high post. That's Ducey with the ball inside the free throw circle. Gets it over to Feynman on the wing. On the bounce. Takes it down on the baseline. Back out to Ducey now. To Sophia McDermott. McDermott on the wing on the left side. That's Schlake with the ball down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Feynman. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. Dume has now got the ball for Dort. So Dort can slice into the Bronco lead right here. We're down to 3:50 to play in the first half. Dume starts off right and then comes over here on the left side to Sotsma on the wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Gives it away now to Dekuku. Down on the baseline to Dume. Back outside. Top of the circle. A shot before three is good. They took it down to the baseline and they got it back out to Amber Sotsma, who's one of the shooting stars here in this one. She was left wide open at the top of the circle. Hastings could not recover defensively after they had the ball down at the baseline. And Sosma hits one from the top of the circle. She's now got 9 points. 34-29. Hastings now up by 5 points. Becky Tesh goes inside to Stadler. Her shot is up and in. Second field goal of the ball game for Alicia Stadler. She's averaging 11.6 on the season. She was named the Offensive Player of the Week last week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after solid performances in a couple of ball games for Hastings. 36-29, Broncos back with a 7-point lead. Kate Dume with the ball down low. Grabbing it there is Sprunk, then she throws the ball out of bounds. Sprunk had it on the low block on the left side and was firing it to the corner. Nobody home there for Dort. Ball goes sailing out of bounds. The seventh turnover now on the defenders in the ball game. Hastings will have it. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Broncos 36 and Dort 29. Here's Sophia McDermott. Her pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover on Hastings. Ball intercepted there by Dekuku. Down to Dume into the forecourt. Over on the wing on the left side to Sotsma. Around the screen. Takes it out here in the three-point territory. Over in the ring on the right side to Dekuku. To Sotsma. Pass deflected. Picked up by Dume. Dribble penetration down in the baseline to Spencer and a traveling violation. Dume had the penetration into the lane. Took it down in the baseline and a traveling violation is called there on Spencer. A little ball fake. And a traveling violation. That's the eighth turnover on Dort here in the ballgame. Hastings will come back the other way with a 7-point lead, 36-29. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Kim Feynman with the ball. Feynman drives it, stops at the free throw line, stops, gives it away to Ducey. Ducey takes it to the elbow, left side, cut out there. Out to Isherwood, back out to Ducey in 3-point territory. Ducey to the elbow, right side, throws up an off-balance shot and hits it. Lindsay Ducey now with 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 9-point lead again. Hastings 38 and Dort 29. Here's Kate Dume with a ball for Dort. Stumps it across the midcourt stripe here. Now to Mackenzie Schmidt. Picked up by Isherwood of Hastings as Rachel has given up a couple of inches there. Back out to Kate Dume. Now to Schmidt on the left side. Elbow to Cuckoo. Drives the ball against Isherwood. Cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Becky Tesh of Hastings. Brings it back 2-on-2. Tesh will stop here in 3-point territory. Gets it to Feynman. Now to Ducey at the free throw line. To Kim, open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Kim Feynman knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and Hastings now with a 12-point lead. 41-29. Hastings leading the upset-minded defenders here this afternoon. We're down to 1:26 to play first half. Dume down on the baseline. Schmidt shot good. 15-footer by Mackenzie Schmidt off of the right baseline. She's now got 6 points. 41-31. Hastings leading by 10 with a minute 13 to play. Feynman now to Ducey. Ducey looking to penetrate. She does. Takes it down to the baseline. Wheels it into the lane to Isherwood, and foul is going to be called. Dume was there, and that's going to be the foul Kate Dumay picks up her second personal. So now Kate Dumay has got two fouls for Dort. Heather McEwen has got two for Hastings. No free throw here, as that's only team foul number four on Dort. Bayman will play things in. That's Ducey at the free throw line. Now to Kim in three-point territory. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. Jimmy, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. That was last touch by Hastings. Dort will play things in. We're down to 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Dort trailing Hastings by 10, 41 to 31. The defenders have won five out of their last six ball games. They're very tough here in the Sioux Center. Kate Dumay has got the ball. Dribble penetration. Takes the ball. The hole is blocked down by Stadler. And a foul is going to be called as Dumay is knocked down. And a foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood picks up the personal foul for Hastings. Kate Dumay will go to the free throw line. 41 to 31. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Dumay so far in the contest has got 11 points. She's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Rashana's up there. It is good. Again, Dorothy, 12th ranked team as far as free throw percentage is concerned out of the G-Pack this week, getting only 64% of their foul shots. They have been dead on here this afternoon as Dumay is now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 41 to 33. Hastings with an 8-point lead. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Thaman with a ball in three-point territory. Thaman comes over in the wing, deep wing. Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood looking to get rid of it. Rachel has still got it, now finally does. Comes out to Kim Thaman near the 10-second line. Brings it back to Isherwood. Lobs it inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there. She's fouled in the play. They got a down low to the right side to Ducey. And a foul is going to go on Mackenzie Schmidt for Dort. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number five on the defenders, but this will be a shooting situation as Lindsay Ducey was mauled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It is good. Ducey now 7 points in the basketball game. She's the third-best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 84% of her free throws. Next shot is up there. It is good. That is the 115th and 116th free throw that Ducey has thrown up in the 20 ball game so far for the Broncos. Hastings down with a 10-point lead, 43 to 33. Dort with 15 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll see if they play for the last shot. Dumay is out here. Just across the midcourt stripe, drives the ball against Feynman all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. Ducey and Stadler each at it. Stadler let go. Ducey has got it. Now to Feynman into the forecourt to Isherwood. This shot at the buzzer is going to be no good. It wouldn't have counted anyway as they waved that one off. And that is the end of the first half of play. A solid half for Hastings after falling behind by 5 points early. The Broncos will have a 10-point lead here at halftime. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 43, Dort 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Dort here at halftime. The score is 43 to 33. Hastings fell behind early in the basketball game, 15 to 10. With about 5 minutes gone or so in the contest, Dort was leading 20 to 16 when Hastings went on a 13 to nothing run. They go on top on a score of 29-20. The largest lead of the ball game for Hastings was at 41-29, and the Broncos have a 10-point advantage here at halftime. The score is 43-33. The Broncos being led by Heather McEwen. She's got 14 points in the basketball game. McEwen has knocked down 4 3-pointers, and she has got 1 2-point field goal. So McEwen has got 14 points in the game. Kim Thaman off to a great start. She has got 11. Thaman has got a couple of three-pointers and a couple of two-point field goals, and she is one out of one from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Lindsay Ducey has got 8 points. Ducey has got three field goals, and she is two out of two from the free throw line. Alicia Stadler with a couple of field goals and 4 points. And Rachel Isherwood has got a field goal for two. Elise Slate came into the ball game and hit a three and a two in the first half. She's got 5 points here at halftime. The Broncos, three out of three from the free throw line so far in the ball game. Kate Dumais is leading the way for Dort. She has got 13 points in the ball game. A couple of three-pointers, a two-point field goal, and she is five of six from the free throw line. Amber Sosma has got 9 points. She has got 3 2-point field goals, and she has nailed a tray here in the first half for her nine. Only three other people have scored. Mackenzie Schmidt has got 6 points and three field goals. Julia Dukukuk has got 4 points. She has got a field goal, and she is two out of two from the free throw line. And Brianna Spronk, one out of two from the free throw line and 1 point in the basketball game. Shooting numbers in the contest thus far. Hastings hitting 17 out of 28 from the field for 60.7%. Dort is 11 out of 27 in the first half for 40%. On three-pointers, Hastings sizzling from a three-point territory. 6 out of 11, 54%. Dort is 3 out of 7 for 42%. The free throws, again, Hastings 3 out of 3 from the stripe for 100%. Dort is 8 out of 10 for 80%. Dort doing the job on the glass here this afternoon, out-rebounding Hastings 17-10. The Broncos with no offensive rebounds here in the first half. They got all 10 of their boards on the defensive end. Meanwhile, Dort has got 6 offensive boards and 11 on defense for a total of 17. Turnovers right now, Hastings with 5 in the first half of play. Dort has got 9. So Hastings with the lead here this afternoon over the Dort defenders. The score is 43-23. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. As we check the scoreboard, they're now at halftime. That ball game between Briarcliff and Midland Lutheran, and the Chargers of Briarcliff, an easy time so far with the Warriors leading by the score of 50-27. They are at halftime. Briarcliff 50, Midland 27. And we see now Concordia at the half has got a lead over Morningside. The score is 32-27. So Concordia 32, Morningside 27. Briarcliff leading Midland Lutheran 50-27. Hastings with a 10-point lead over Dort this afternoon, 43-33. Last night, Northwestern struggled a little bit, but still beat Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 70-62. Other games going on today in the GPAC. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing in Sioux Falls against the Cougars, and Mount Marty is playing down in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. Standings as action got underway today. Hastings, the only undefeated team left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 8 wins and no losses. Northwestern now at 8-1 after their victory last night. Briarcliff is in there at 5-2. They've got Mount Marty and Morningside at 5-3. Concordia at 5-4, Sioux Falls at 5-4. And you see the Dort defenders at 3-5 and Dakota Wesleyan at 3-6. At halftime again here this afternoon at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa, Hastings with the lead over the Dort defenders by 10. Hastings 43 and Dort 33. Coming up, we've got Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Evronik, and it's back here for the second half between the defenders and the Broncos. Again, our score, Hastings 43, Dort 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bomb Sass Flowers. Bomb Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bomb Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Hey, kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win prizes. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. Joining me this evening is the president of the Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia fraternity on Hastings on the Hastings College campus, Dustin Kerr. And Dustin, thank you for joining me on the Spotlight.
My pleasure.
We're going to be talking a little about the fraternity in general. It's really a neat fraternity, and for people that don't know about it, it's one of the music fraternities, and it's really, like I said, one of the neat fraternities that does a lot of the work with the music department. What are some of the things that you do to help out the music department?
We do a lot of the equipment moving for the apartment. We do any of the moves. The band and the symphony both have their concerts at the Masonic Temple, and we move all the equipment dealing with that. The Honor Festival for both the choir, the orchestra, and the band is coming up in February. We'll do a lot of the equipment moving there. We'll also be mostly in charge for shuttling the participants, the high school students, to their guest families here in town. And usually if there's just something the department needs, Bone usually tries to help out any way we can.
All right, sounds great. Now, I know that recently before we went on Christmas break, before we went into J-term, we just recently accepted a bunch of new members, got a bunch of new members into the fraternity. Tell us about that.
We had a great bunch of freshmen this year. We have about 3-4 month long probationary period for the new members, mostly so they get to know us as well as them getting to know the fraternity, and we get to know them so they know that they're actually joining a group that they really want to be involved with. We had 12 new members, I do believe, this year. Recruitment's just been up in the last 4 years, all classes being in double digits, and it's just been a great thing.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that growth. I know that when I first started going to Hastings College, really it was just kind of a fraternity that really just music majors wanted to get involved in. Has that grown to be kind of a more broad spectrum? Are we starting to see more than just music majors kind of interested in the fraternity a little bit?
Yeah, it's been great. Part of that's been with the music department. They talking to students that didn't want to be music majors but still wanted to be just active in music and just loved music. But now we have some science majors, communication majors, math majors in the fraternity. Say a couple years ago, we graduated a physics major who actually won the Cray Weir Award. He's off doing fantastic things. It's a very diverse group, and we're really proud of that.
That sounds just great, Dustin. Talk a little bit about some of the events that you do on campus.
One of the big things, we always do a spring concert that we take for the fraternity. We also go around at least once a semester serenading the ladies' dorms just for a little fun, getting out in the community. Those are some of the big things we do on campus. We also host a Halloween dance and then do a formal dance and dinner. And then in the community, they're called music missions. We get out in the community, whether it be a retirement home or they sometimes just stopping at a restaurant and asking if it's all right with them if we just sing for the folks there, just trying to get music out in the communities.
Serenading the ladies, that sounds like fun. Have you ever had anybody pick up a date on one of those serenades?
Yes, actually.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. That's fantastic. The last question I have, being a brother myself in this fraternity, I believe that very early on in the stages, back when I was in school, it seems so long ago, we started during the Bacchus, the Midnight Dodgeball Tournament, I was one of the co-founders for Team Target Practice. Please still tell me that team exists.
Yes, actually, we have a team. We haven't decided on a name, but that is definitely one of the options. I'm actually going to be playing on that team.
Oh, no.
Well, team of Sinfonians, we're going to try and bring the title back.
That sounds excellent. Great work that you're doing out with Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia. I love talking to you guys. Dustin Kerr, president of Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight.
Thank you.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the DeWitt Physical Education and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Second-ranked team in the nation, Hastings, out on top of the Dort defenders by 10 here at the break, 43-33. 13 points, one rebound thus far for Heather McEwen. 11 points and one rebound for Kim Feynman. 8 points and four rebounds for Lindsay Ducey. 5 points, no rebounds for Elise Schlake. 4 points and two rebounds for Alicia Stadler. 2 points and one rebound for Rachel Isherwood. The Dort defender is getting 13 points and two rebounds from Kate Dumay. 9 points and two rebounds from Amber Sosma. 6 points, five rebounds from Mackenzie Schmidt. 4 points and two rebounds from Julia DeKukuk. And 1 point and one rebound from Brianna Spronk. Largest lead of the ball game for Hastings was 12 points. That was 41-29. Largest lead for the Dort defenders was back there at 5 points. At 15-10, score has been tied 3 times in the first half. 1 lead change, and the Broncos with a 10-point lead here at the break by a score of 43-33. Checking the late high school basketball scores from last night. In girls' play from last night, St. Cecilia all over Southern Valley, winning by the score of 75-37. Hastings beat McCook last night in girls basketball, 57-41. And in overtime, it was Grand Island Northwest beating Adams Central, 39-31. In boys high school basketball from last night, the late scorers, McCook over Hastings High, 56-40. Hastings St. Cecilia held Southern Valley to just 18 points last night. Hawks winning 59-18. Adams Central, no problems with Grand Island Northwest, winning by the score of 82-48. We've got Nebraska basketball coming up immediately after our games here in Sioux Center. The Huskers taking on the Iowa State Cyclones tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock or immediately following this doubleheader between Hastings and Dort today. Tip-off from the Sports Center will be at 7 as the Huskers look to win their first Big 12 conference game of the season against the Iowa State Cyclones. So Hastings and Dort getting ready for the second half here this afternoon. And in the other scores in the conference, Briarcliff is out on top of Midland Lutheran, 50-27. Is now getting ready for the second half. And also, Concordia's got a 5-point lead over Morningside, 32-27, as the Bulldogs leading the defending NAIA Division II national champs. So Hastings and Dort getting ready for the second half. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. And we are set to go as Dort will play things in. Actually, Dort shooting to our basket to our right. Hastings will be down at this end. As Dort will get it down the high post to Schmidt, out to DeMay, down the near sideline to DeKukuk, back outside to DeMay, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Dribble penetration into the lane, and DeMay just throws it into the right corner and threw it out of bounds. Nobody home there for Dort. That is the 10th turnover on Dort here in the ball game. So Hastings will come back the other direction. They've got the 10-point lead, 43-33, just underway here in the second half. Here's a Feynman with the ball at the top of the circle for Hastings. Goes on the wing to Isherwood. Isherwood now to Heather McEwen. McEwen goes over to Ducey, right side of the lane, spins. Ducey looks. Jump pass comes to the near side. That's going to be Feynman in the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. She's fouling the play. As Feynman takes the ball in a hole there, kind of a hook shot there in the lane. Off-balance. Personal foul is going to be called on Amber Sosma. That's going to be her first personal foul. First team foul on the Dort defenders here in the second half, and it's going to be Thaman going to the free throw line for the Broncos. She's already got 11 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Thaman is 66% foul shooter in the season. She is now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, averaging 9 points per ballgame. Next one is up there is good. She's now got 12 points here this afternoon against Dort, and Hastings now with an 11-point lead. It is 44-33. Dumay has got the ball now for Dort. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Sotsma with the ball. Takes it out on the baseline. Her shot good. Sotsma scores for Dort. She has now got 11 in the ball game. It's 44-35. Broncos leading by 9. Here's McEwen. Down the right side of the lane to Stadler. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And now Stadler goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Personal foul called there on McKenzie Schmidt. That's going to be her third. So she's the first player on either team that's got 3 personal fouls. A Stadler to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Alicia Stadler is 75% foul shooter from the line. She is now 29 out of 38 in the stripe this season. She got 5 points here this afternoon. Next one is up there and good. Stadler now is 6. And the Hastings College lead is back up to 11 points at 46-35. 19 minutes to play in the basketball game from Sioux Center here this afternoon. Dumay with the ball. Now to Schmidt over on the wing on the left side. That's Spencer with it now to the Cuckoo. Back out to Dumay. Dumay deep in three-point territory. Drives the ball against Feynman. Cut off there. Goes to Schmidt. Her shot from 17. Rims off. No good. Got him for the rebound. Dumay had it. She lost it. Picked up by Feynman. Kim dribbles behind her back. Gets away from a couple of defenders. Hustles into the forecourt. Down the lane she goes. Gets it off. Now to Ducey. Underneath the basket. Back out to the free throw line to Stadler. Moves to her right. Fires it inside to Isherwood. Wheels her shot off of the window. Is no good. Rebound Ducey. Ducey shot. And it's going to be no good. And she's hammered on the play. Hastings had no offensive rebounds in the first half. They get one right there, and Amber Sosma picks up the personal foul for Dort. That's going to be her second. And now Ducey goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Ducey with 8 points in the basketball game, 3 field goals, a couple of free throws, and she has one right there. Ducey third in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 84%. Here's a Brianna Spronk into the ball game now for Dort. Going out is going to be Mackenzie Schmidt. 47-35, Hastings with a 12-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Now Hastings with her biggest lead of the ball game. It comes early here in the second half at 13 points at 48-35. Dorn has got the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Amber Sosba gets it inside. The Cuckoo back out to the wing. Here's a long-range jumper put up by Spencer. No good. Offensive rebound, Dumay. Now back down the lane. The shot is up and in. That's Bailey Spencer. Dumay got the offensive board. Spencer just slice down the lane. They got her the ball and an easy bucket there for Bailey Spencer for Dort. 48-37. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Isherwood drives the ball to the basket. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Amber Sosma picks up the personal foul for Dort. That's number 3 on her. So 2 out of their 5 starters now with 3 personal fouls here early in the second half. 17-48 to play. And now it's going to be Isherwood going to the free throw line for Hastings. Isherwood with 2 points so far and a field goal. Her free throw is up there. That one is short. Isherwood is 73% foul shooter in the season. She is now 30 out of 42 from the free throw line. Her next one is up there is good. Hastings with a 12-point lead now at 49-37. Kate Dumay will walk the ball up the floor again. Picked up by Feynman. Goes over in the wing on the left side. That's a Brianna Spronk. They lob it into the lane. That's Spencer with the ball. Now to Dumay. Down on the baseline, right side, mishandled by Spronk. Brianna picks it back up. Now fires up a little 10-footer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound Ducey of Hastings. Lindsey Ducey grabs the ball for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Kim Feynman. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass over in the wing to Isherwood. Her pass is over the head of everybody out of bounds. Isherwood trying to get it down low on the right side to Stadler. And threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on Hastings in the ball game. Dort has turned it over 10 times. Hastings 49, Dort 37. As we approach the 17-minute mark in the second half, Kate Dumay has got the ball for Dort. Feynman goes for the steal, can't get to it. Here's a pass across the top of the key, and a foul is going to be called as Isherwood knocks down a defender, getting up with Sosma. And Isherwood picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 1 on Hastings here in the second half. It'll be Dort playing things in on the near side as the Cuckoo has got it now for Dort. Puts it on the floor, dribbles back to the center of their offensive zone. Over there on the wing now to Spencer. Spencer holds it, now dribbles to her right, fires it back to Spronk. Bronx circles around, takes it to the elbow. Her shot is going to be short, misses everything, and the rebound comes down to Stadler. Alicia has got it, hands it away now to Kim Thaman. Here come the Broncos with a 12-point lead, 49-37. Their biggest lead has been 13 here in the second half. Here's Heather McEwen with the ball, free throw line extended left side, gets it out to Stadler. Now back down low and inside to Ducey, and now a foul is going to be called. Ducey had the ball tipped away. It was picked up by Amber Soltzman, and Ducey going for the steal. Is whistled for the personal foul instead. The second foul in Lindsey Ducey here in the ballgame. 16-25 remaining in the contest. Hastings 49 and Dort 37. Dort again with the ball. Kate Dumais. And now we got a timeout from the defenders just as they bring the ball into the offensive zone. So a timeout from Dort. We'll take a break. 16-18 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 49, Dort 37.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball this afternoon at 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Just joining us, Hastings fell behind early in the ballgame, 15-10. They battled back to tie things up at 16. Dort went ahead 20-16. Then Hastings went on a 13-0 run to lead 29-20. Biggest lead of the first half was 12 points at 41-29. Broncos led at halftime by 10, 43-33. Now 49-37. Broncos with the lead here in the second half. Schmidt has got the ball over to Soltzman. Her shot from 12. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped out. Is picked up by Isherwood. Isherwood gets it to the right sideline down to Thaman. Hustles into the forward court. Kim has got the ball for Hastings. Over on the wing. Thaman stops with a dribble. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Down to Ducey. Down to later. Shot good. Ducey now with 12 points in the ballgame. And Hastings has opened up a 14-point lead now. 51-37. It comes with 15:47 to play in the basketball game from Sioux Center. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos. Schmidt gets it over here in the lane. Soltzma shot from 10. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. Ducey gets it away to the right sideline. That's going to be Thaman with the ball. Hustles into the forward court. Now to McEwen. Fires a pass inside. Deflected away from Stadler and a turnover on Hastings. Ball is picked up by Brianna Spronk. Now to DeMay. Long pass down to four. They throw it out of bounds. Trying to catch Amber Soltzma. They throw the ball out of bounds. The 11th turnover now on Dort. That is not their forte. Dort is not a very good team in transition. And they turn it over there. That's the 11th turnover of the ball game on the defenders. Hastings will play things in. Broncos leading by 14 points now, 51-37. As we approach the 15-minute mark here in the ball game. Still a man-to-man defense here for Dort. Thaman goes over to Becky Tesh, who's into the ball game. The ball is poked away. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Julia DeKukuk knocks the ball away from Becky Tesh, and Tesh will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. Hastings with a 14-point lead, 51-37. Tesh waiting for the ball. Now the officials give it to her, and she'll play things in. Her pass deflected. Gets it to Kim Thaman right in front of us. Thaman circles around, takes it into the lane, stops there, gives it up to Isherwood now. Isherwood to Heather McEwen. Goes over on the right side. That's going to be Thaman. Angles in from the right wing. Kicks it back out. Tesh at the free throw line. Now to McEwen. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. McEwen throws up a three. Bounces off of there. No good. Rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. An off-balance three thrown up by Heather McEwen as the shot clock was expiring. And Hastings will drop back in their man-to-man defense. On the wing, DeKukuk has got the ball. Fires up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Tesh. Knocked down into play. Foul called. Foul is going to go on Dort. It's going to go on to Julia DeKukuk for Dort. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 5 on the defenders here in the second half of play. No free throws. Hastings will inbound here in backcourt. 14-36 remaining in the ball game. The Broncos leading by 14 points, 51-37. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Sophia McDermott. Coming out is going to be Kim Thaman. 51-37. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Here comes McDermott into the forecourt now for the Broncos. Work the left side of the floor to McEwen. Bounce pass, top of the key. Ducey open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Ducey steps away and steps beyond the three-point arc and hits it there for Hastings. It's now 54-37. Hastings leading by 17 points here in the second half with 14-13 to play. Here's Dumais' shot. It's going to be no good. Long rebound is going to be grabbed here on the near sideline by Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood runs her back the other way for the Broncos into the forward court. Becky Tesh to McEwen for three. Her shot is up there. It's short. Rebound comes to the corner, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. So Dort will play things in. Hastings now hitting 53% from the field, actually 59% from the field today, 19 out of 32. Dort is 13 out of 37 for 35%. So the defenders have definitely cooled down here in the second half. Hastings amazingly shooting almost 60% from the floor in this ballgame. Wheeling in the lane, the shot is up and in. Bailey Spencer gets the field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. It is now 54-39. Hastings with the lead. Here's a McDermott with the ball. Becky Tesh in the wing. Bounce pass to Ducey. She spins and goes for the basket and scores. Ducey now is 17 in the ballgame. And the Broncos now leading again 56-39. Here's Dumais. Gets away. Drives for the hole. And her shot good. Kate Dumais scores at the other end. She's got 15. Here's a steal now by Dumais. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound Tesh. Tesh has got it for the Broncos. We approach the 13-minute mark. Hastings with a 15-point lead, 56-41. Here's Ducey again underneath the basket. Comes out to McEwen. Now to Becky Tesh. Fakes the three. Drives to the basket. It's not going to be blocked down, and the foul is called. Bailey Spencer is going to be guilty of the foul, or was it DeKukuk? It's going to be Julia DeKukuk picking up the personal foul for Dort. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Tesh. Dort is the number one shot-blocking team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but these officials are put on their display here this afternoon. Becky Tesh hits the free throw for Hastings. That is her first point of the ball game. McEwen checks out of the ball game now as Hastings reinserts Alicia Stadler. So both Ducey and Stadler in the ball game now for head coach Jeff Dittman. 57-41. The Broncos again leading by 16. Tesh's next free throw is good. So Becky Tesh nails a couple of free throws. And Hastings College leading again by 17 points. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game thus far. Kate Dumais down the left side of the lane. Runs into Isherwood. Another foul is going to be called. That's going to go, I believe, on Isherwood. That's the case. Rachel Isherwood picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her third. Team foul number three on the Broncos. 12:49 to play. Hastings with a lead. 58-41. Is an inbounds pass is going to be intercepted by Ducey as he takes that one away from Schmidt. Ducey gets the ball ahead to Tesh. Now to Stadler, the ball poked away out of bounds. Getting back there defensively was Brianna Sprunk. Tips that one away from Stadler. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 26 on the shot clock. 58-41 the score. Hastings by 17. McDermott looking to play things in. Throws it over the head of Tesh. He recovers out here near the 10-second line. Tesh goes over to McDermott on the wing. Fakes against Dumais. Gets it over here to Ducey. Ducey hands it back. Here's a three-pointer by McDermott. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bailey Spencer for the Dort defenders. Spencer now in the hands of Kate Dumais into the forecourt. Right wing, Brianna Spronk. Cross-court pass goes to Spencer. Her shot good. Bailey Spencer scores there for Dort. She has got 6 points in the ball game. The Bronco lead is now 15 at 58-43 with 12 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the contest. Tesh down low. McDermott grabs it. Shot is up there. No good from the baseline. And the rebound comes down to Kate Dumais. Dumais dribbles behind her back. Crosses the midcourt stripe. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. It's going to go on McDermott. Sophia McDermott picks up her second personal foul. Down to the scorer's table will be Feynman. McDermott comes out. 11:59 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Dort by the score of 58-43. And now Dort will stack the left side of the lane. Dumais will play things in. Dumais looking. Finally has to come way out on top to Amber Sosma. Sosma now to Dumais. Gives it away to Schmidt. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tesh. Becky Tesh down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble. Tesh looks up. Does not have the numbers. Stops. Gives the ball to Feynman. Feynman now to Ducey at the top of the key. Ducey drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Tesh. Becky puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the circle. Now to Ducey, takes it down to the baseline. Jump pass inside to Stadler. Out on the wing, right side to Tesh. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Kate DeMay. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Sotsma. Grabs it, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Ducey, or rather to Becky Tesh. Tesh gets it away now to Kim Fehman. 58-43. Hastings leading by 15. Fehman out to Becky Tesh. Fakes the three. Drives it into the lane. Out to Alicia Stadler. Now to Fehman. Fehman takes it into the paint, kicks it out here left side. Three-pointer by Tesh. Her shot no good. Rebound Schmidt. Mackenzie Schmidt has got it now for the Dort defenders. 11 minutes to play. Hastings leading by 15, 58-43. Kate Dumay with the ball on the wing to Bailey Spencer. Down in the corner, Brianna Spronk. Spronk gets it now to Schmidt, cutting into the lane. Wheels in the paint. Her shot is up there, no good. Foul call on Ducey. Lindsay Ducey picks up her third personal foul. So now Ducey with three. Also with three is Heather McEwen. Sonsman's got three for Dort, so does DeKukuk, and also Mackenzie Schmidt. This is Schmidt at the free throw line here for Dort. Her first free throw of the day is up there. That one is good. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings now hitting 52% from the field, 20 out of 38. 43% from three-point territory, 7 out of 16. Dort 37% from the field and from three-point range. 16 out of 43 from the field and 3 out of 8 from three-point territory. Schmidt will have one more. Her shot is up there. That shot is good. So she cans a couple of free throws. And the Bronco lead is now 13 points at 58-45 with 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the contest. Here's Fehman with the ball back in there now for McDermott. Fehman comes across the top to Ishua. Down low, Alicia Stadler grabs it, shoots and scores as Alicia got away on the baseline. A nice pass there by Ishua. She gets the assist. Stadler now with 8 points in the ball game. Pass into the lane. It's going to go to Spronk. She drives to the hole, and she's fouling the play. Brianna Spronk taking the ball right to the hole there. The personal foul is going to be called this time on Stadler. That's going to be her second. So Spronk to the free throw line for Dort. She'll shoot two shots here. She was found in the act of shooting. One out of two from the line so far today. 60% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there. That one is good. Spronk will have one more. 60-46. Briar Cliff now leading Midland 67-49. 10.5 to play in that ball game. At last check, Concordia was leading Morningside at halftime 32-27. Other action this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot by Spronk is up there. That one rims off. No good. Stadler grabs the rebound. Alicia Stadler gets it into the hands now of Kim Fehman. Fehman hustles into the forecourt on a dribble now. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Fehman looking. Finally gets away. That's going to be Isherwood. Circles around. Gets it now to Elise Schlake, who's into the ball game. Schlake gets it now into the hands of Fehman. Still 10 seconds on the shot clock. Fehman looking left. Fehman at the top of the key. Picked up by Dumay. Now to Isherwood. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock, and a jump ball is called. Good defense there by Dort. And now we got the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will inbound with 2 seconds on the shot clock. They will inbound off of the far sideline with a 14-point lead. Isherwood will inbound. Rachel looking. Finally gets it to Fehman. Fehman dribbles once, throws up a shot. It hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sotsma. Broncos leading by 14 points, 9:50 to play here in the contest. Kate Dumay works to the right side of the floor. It's not going to be blocked down by Stadler, and the foul is going to be called. And it's going to be a three-shot foul here as Sotsma throws up the three-pointer. Alicia Stadler picks up the first personal foul. That happened right in front of us, and that definitely looked like a good block there. Not a whole lot of times they get on the officials, but I think they missed one right there as Alicia Stadler had a clean block out here in three-point territory. But a personal foul is called, and Alicia Stadler, that's going to be her third. And now we're going to have three free throws coming up, but not before we have a timeout. 9:45 to play here in the second half from Sioux Center, Iowa. The score, Hastings 60, Dort 46.
Hey, kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos looking for their 15th straight win here this afternoon. Hastings sitting at 18-2 on the season, ranked number 2 in the country. They are 8-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort 11-9 coming in. They're 3-5 in the conference, but the defenders a much better team here at home. In fact, Dort had a 5-point lead in the first half over Hastings before the Broncos went on a 13-0 run to grab the lead. They have not given that lead up. But right now it is sitting at 14 points at 60-47. Biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings thus far has been 17 points. They've held that a number of times here in the second half. But now we're going to have three free throws after the foul called on Alicia Stadler on Kate Dumay. Dumay 5-6 from the free throw line here this afternoon. She'll have three shots here. First one is good. She's now hit on six free throws. She's got 16 points in the ball game. Averages 12 in the season. Had 13 the other day in their 3-point win over Dakota Wesleyan. Next shot is up there. That one is good. She'll get one more. Now Ducey is going to come into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Stadler. So Alicia now with three personal fouls. Ducey has got three. They've still got 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. It is now 60-48. Hastings leading by 12. Dumay misses her next one, so she goes 2-for-3 from the line, and the rebound comes down to Ducey. So 60-48. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Feynman. Starts off left, now goes right on the dribble, picked up by Dumay. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Ducey. They collapse on her. Back out to McEwen on the wing. Shot for three is no good. Rebound is out of bounds, and they will give the ball to the defenders. Now Hastings missing a few shots down here. Going to hit some free throws, and they're kind of creeping back into the contest here. 60-48 after Hastings had a 17-point lead early in this second half. Here's the Kukuk with the ball to the near sideline to Sosma. Sosma puts it on the floor, dribbles to the elbow, double team there. Comes back to the wing on the right side to Brianna Spronk. She lobs it in the lane, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Getting the field goal there was Julia DeKukuk. That's going to be her second goal of the ball game. She's now got six. That's now a 60-50 ball game. Dort right now in a 9-2 run over Hastings. Here's Ducey in the lane. Wheels are shot up the right hand, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sosma. So now Dort can cut the lead down to single digits here with a field goal. 60-50. Hastings with a 10-point lead with 8:40 remaining in the ball game. Kate Dumay with the ball comes over in the wing on the right side to Sosma. Now to Dumay. Dumay bounce pass right side to Sosma. Bombs it inside to a Brianna Spronk. Spronk down to Sosma. Rebels fires up a 12-footer. Shot no good. The ball is tapped out of bounds here by Dort. And Hastings will play things in. 8:25 remaining here in the contest. Broncos 60 and Dort 50. Women's college basketball here this afternoon at 12:30 KHIS. We are at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Physical Education Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings with the ball. Here's Becky Tesh. Comes out between the rings. That's going to be Kim Feynman. Dribbles. Comes over to Tesh again on the wing. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. Nice move to the basket by Becky Tesh. Her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points in the contest. And the Broncos go back out on top by 12. It is 62-50. Again, Dort is a team that's been allowing only 60.8 points per ball game. Here's a pass in the lane, deflected away. It is loose, and it's going to be brought down by Hastings. Feynman has got it. That's turnover number 12 on the defenders. Feynman gets the ball ahead to McEwen. Down in the corner to Tesh. Takes the shot, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the right side, gives it away to Feynman, drives it to the free throw line, now backs up to Tesh. Beyond the circle, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's blocked down by Schmidt. Ball is loose, and Schmidt grabs it here for Dort. Gets it away now to Kate Dumay. Dumay, right-handed dribble. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops and pops from there. Her shot is up there. Dances around the rim and goes down to the hole. Kate Dumay now with 19 points in the ball game, and the Bronco lead is 10 points again. Hastings 62 and Dort 52. 7:15 to play. Here's Feynman with it now for Hastings. Looks right, comes back left. Her pocket's going to be picked. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Dumay goes for the steal there for Dort. Jarring it loose. It came to the near sideline, and the officials give it to the Broncos. So Hastings will play things in. Isherwood down to the scorer's table. She will check in now as Elise Schlake will check out. So it'll be Hastings playing it in. Becky Tesh right in front of us will play things in off of the near sideline. Gets it to Isherwood. Isherwood drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Dort. Sosma gets the rebound there, gets it away to Kate Dumay. So the Broncos have a 10-point lead, 62-52, 7 minutes to play here in this one. Sosma for three, shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Feynman has got it for Hastings, runs her back the other way, right in the center of the floor, drives it into the paint, stops there, out to McEwen for three, big goal! Big bucket there by Heather McEwen. McEwen now is 16 in the ballgame, 65-52. Hastings by 13, 6.5 to play. Dume for three. Her shot is up there. It is off of the back iron. No good. McEwen grabs the rebound. Heather dribbles out of there for Hastings. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Feynman with the ball. Pulls up on the deep wing, left side of the lane. Here's a bounce pass. It's going to be out of bounds. Jeff Dittman right to our left says it was kicked out there by Dort. It may have been right. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. That's their eighth turnover. As Feynman's pass was knocked away from Ducey, maybe by the leg of a Dort defender. So it's going to be Dort with the basketball. 65-52, and now Dort wants to call a timeout. The defenders call a timeout, trailing by 13 points here in the ballgame. We'll take a break. 6:16 to play in the contest. Hastings 65, Dort 52.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan in town on Wednesday to take on Hastings College in a men's women's basketball doubleheader. That will be at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Game times will be at 6 and at 8 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5:45. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday here on 1230 KHAS. 5:38 to play. Briarcliff has got the lead over Midland Lutheran, 75-55. Middle of the second half now, Concordia has got the lead over Morningside, but the Mustangs coming back. Concordia 36 and Morningside 33. Hastings with a lead here over the Dort defenders, 65-52. Dort will inbound the ball on the near sideline. 6:16 to play here in this contest. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Kate Dume with the ball, goes in a high post. That's going to be Bailey Spencer to Soltzma. Picked up there by Feynman of Hastings. Down in the corner to Schmidt. Her shot over Isherwood is going to be no good. Hits the side of the glass. Ricochets down and right into the hands of McEwen. Broncos leading by 13. Hastings with the ball. Here's Feynman now into the offensive zone. Dort is still in the man-to-man. Becky Tesh dribbles once. Bounce pass inside. Ducey grabs it. Goes for the hole and scores. Nice pass by Tesh. Lindsey Ducey lays it in. Ducey now with 19 points in the ball game, and the Broncos lead again by 15. 67-52. Here's the ball tipped out of the hands of Schmidt out of bounds. That was Feynman getting her hands in there for Hastings. Dume has got it now for the Dort defenders out here in three-point territory. Comes over here on the baseline to Spronk. Her shot is up there over Ducey. That's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Dort has got it. And a nice play down there. Schmidt grabs it for Dort and then knocks it off of the leg of a Bronco. That was Ducey down there. Knocks it out for her, leg out of balance, and it's going to be Dort basketball. They'll play things in. Baseline left side, underneath thrown hoop. Kate Dume looking to play things in. Finally has to come way out on top. That's Soltzma with the ball. Soltzma down to Dume. Circles around, takes it to the top of the key. Nice pass inside to Schmidt, and the shot is up and in. Schmidt scores. She's got 10 points. Dume is number one in the conference in assists. So we saw her passing ability right there. She's averaging 6.4 assists per ballgame. But Hastings still with a 13-point lead, 67-54 as we approach the five-minute mark. Becky Tesh, now to McEwen, comes across the top. That's going to be Feynman, dribbles into the lane, stops there, goes to Tesh on the wing. Now to Ducey, right at the top of the three-point circle. Rachel Isherwood drives it into the lane. Her shot is up there, off of the window, no good. Gets her own rebound, follow shot is up there, it's no good, and the rebound comes down to Dume. Kate Dume has got it now for Dort, runs it back the other way, one on three. Now goes to Schmidt, her shot from 10, good. McKenzie Schmidt now with 12 points in the ball game. The Broncos lead is now 11 points, 67-56. 4.5 minutes to play. Here's Feynman with it for Hastings. Walks it into the offensive scoring zone as Dort stays with a man-to-man defense. On the wing on the right side is going to be McEwen. Out to Becky Tesh, fakes the three, drives it toward the goal, spins. Left side of the lane, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Amber Soltzma for Dort. 67-56. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 4:13 to play. Kate Dume with the ball. Her pass deflected away. Kicked out of bounds there by Tesh. So Dort will play things in. Here comes Stadler in the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Isherwood. So Alicia Stadler back into the ball game. Hastings will go with Stadler and Ducey Also Feynman in the ball game with Becky Tesh and also Heather McEwen. 67-56, Broncos leading by 11 points. Dort will play things in. Dume out here in three-point territory. Holds the ball. Gets it out here to Spencer. Shot for three. No good. Short. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Gets it into the hands of McEwen. Now to Kim Feynman. 67-56. Hastings by 11. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout. Jeff Gittman calls a timeout here. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 67, Dort 56.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We've got the men's game coming up next. And tonight we'll have Nebraska basketball for you. The Huskers taking on the Iowa State Cyclones. The Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock for the pregame show. We're immediately following our Bronco coverage here this afternoon. We'll get you the tip-off at 7 tonight. The Huskers and the Cyclones coming up on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow afternoon, the Nebraska women's basketball team will be in action. They've got a contest beginning at 2:30 tomorrow. And that ball game also right here on 1230 KHAS. Husker women currently ranked number 11 in the nation. We'll be looking to extend their school record winning streak tomorrow afternoon to 15 games. Again, a 2:30 tip-off time there. 67-56. Hastings College here with an 11-point lead. Broncos with the ball following the timeout from head coach Jeff Dittman. Feynman has got it on the wing on the right side. Stops, gets it to Stadler. Stadler's pass is deflected and is brought down by Dume. Broncos turn it over for the ninth time here this afternoon. Dume takes it all into the basket. Scoop shot good. Kate Dume now with 21, 67-56. Check that, 67-58 it should be. As Dort is back to within 9 points, only a three-possession ball game now with 3:25 to play. Here's Feynman angling in from the right wing. She's double-teamed. Feynman looking, and now we've got a timeout called. As Coach Dittman calls the timeout from the bench, as Feynman was in trouble, double-teamed just to the right of the lane. They've got another timeout. Don't go away. 3:19 to go here in the ball game. Hastings 67, Dort 58.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here this afternoon from Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings leading Dort by a score of 67-58. Broncos will inbound Feynman to McEwen, out of Becky Tesh. Tesh circles around on the dribble to the left side of the lane, stops there. Tesh gets it in the hands of Feynman, 7 seconds in the shot clock. Feynman on the wing on the right side, bounce pass deflected away from Stadler, and the foul is called. And Stadler will go to the free throw line now for Hastings for a 1-1. The foul goes on Mackenzie Schmidt. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Schmidt. Stadler to the free throw line for Hastings. Alicia so far 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line this afternoon. Stadler is 75% foul shooter in the season. Her shot's going to be short. Misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound comes down to Schmidt for Dort. The defender is still in the ball game here with 3 minutes to play. 67-58. Hastings in the lead. Dume comes across the top to the Kukuk. Over here to Sosma. Sosma out to Dume. Looking to penetrate. Becky Tesh has got it right now defensively. Over on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass. Goes over there to the Kukuk. Now down in the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Schmidt. Rebound comes down to Ducey, and she's hit from behind. And a foul is going to be called here on the defenders. That's going to go on Sosma. That's going to be her fourth. So Dort now with Schmidt with four. Now Sosma picks up her fourth personal foul. The Kukuk has got three. And Ducey goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Ducey with 19 points in the basketball game here this afternoon. At 25 the other day as Hastings beat Dana. Shot from the line is up and in. Ducey now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. the number three scorer as far as free throws are concerned, hitting 84% of her foul shots. Hastings is the team, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Her next shot is up there. It's good. Ducey hits a pair. That gives Hastings a double-digit lead again at 69-58 with 2:40 to play. Kate Dumais has got it now for Dort. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Kim all over her. Dumais kind of knocks her away and gets the pass over to Schmidt. Out of Dumais. Out of DeCucu. Over here on the right side of the lane. Stops on the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Bucket there by Julia DeCucu there for Dort. As she's now got 8 points in the contest. 69-60. Hastings with a nine-point lead. 2:19 to play. Here's Feynman out in three-point territory. Works against Dumais. And now throws the ball out of bounds. Tess was going one way. Feynman threw it the other way as she throws it into the nickel seat from the far sideline. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Broncos with a nine-point lead, 69-60 with 2:10 to play. Here's a Dumais, top of the circle. Gets it away now to Amber Sosma. Now to Dumais, picked up by Becky Tesh. Dumais, bounce pass, comes to the near sideline. That's going to be DeCucu with the ball. Now inside to Schmidt. Turnaround jumper good. Mackenzie Schmidt scores for Dort. He's got 14 in the ball game. It's now 69-62. Hastings leading by 7 with a minute and 50 seconds to play. Feynman with the ball for Hastings. Starts off left. Now reverses. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Becky Tesh angling her. Shot in the lane is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Dumais. Dort has got the ball with 90 seconds to go. Trailing by 7. Dumais dribbles into the forecourt, kicks it out on the wing. A shot by DeCucu for 3 is going to be no good. And the ball goes up and touches one of the wire supports up above the basket. It's out of bounds. So these things will play things in and out. Dort wants to call a timeout. A minute and 29 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Dort 62.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Got a final score in Briarcliff has won this afternoon as they have beaten Midland by a score of 89-65. Briarcliff 89, Midland 65. That game is the final score now. Middle of the second half is Morningside and Concordia having a whale of a ball game here today from Seward. Concordia's got a 3-point lead, 36-33. And now Hastings with a 7-point lead over Dort, 69-62, a minute and 29 seconds to play in that one. Other games going on today, Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Sioux Falls, and Mount Marty is playing at Doan this afternoon. So Dort has done a good job of staying in the basketball game, and now the Broncos missing some shots down the stretch here. It's a 7-point lead for Hastings, and Dort will have the ball. Going to be Hastings with the ball. They will inbound it down here. Feynman will inbound the basketball for the Broncos. Gets it now to Ducey. Back to Feynman. She takes off and she is fouled into play. So Dort applying the full court pressure back there. They had all five players back here in the Broncos zone. And the foul is going to be called on Kate Dumais. That's going to be the third foul on her. And now Feynman goes to the free throw line for Hastings, a 66% foul shooter. 2 out of 3 from the line this afternoon. This will be a 1-1 situation. That's the 9th team foul on Dort. Shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. She misses the front end of the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Dort. Second time here in the last couple of minutes that Hastings has missed a free throw in the front end of the bonus. Dumais has got it now. Dumais gets it inside. The ball poked away by Stadler. It goes out of bounds, and they will give it to Dort. 1:13 to play here in the contest. Here comes Mackenzie Schmidt back into the ball game now for Dort. Going out will be Brianna Spronk. It'll be Dort playing things in. The right side of their basket down here. With a minute and 13 seconds to play. Trailing by 7 points. 69-62. Bounce pass goes to Schmidt. Her shot over Ducey. Good. Mackenzie Schmidt scores. She has now got 16 in the ball game. It's 69-64. Hastings by 5. A minute and 4 seconds to play. Feynman with the ball in backcourt as she works against Dumais. Picks up the dribble and now she's in trouble and a foul is going to be called. Kate Dumais commits the personal foul. That's her fourth. Hastings got to hit some free throws here down the stretch. The best foul shooting team of the Great Plains Athletic Conference has missed a couple of the front ends on the 1-1 down in the past couple of minutes. Hastings hitting 76% as a team. And now Feynman goes back to the free throw line. 2 out of 4 so far today. Her shot is up there. That was good. That is the 10th team foul now on Dort. So Hastings will have 2 free throws the rest of the way. That gives the Broncos a 6-point lead at 70-64. This would give Hastings the 3 possession ball game, and it does as Feynman hits bottom on that one. 71-64. Here comes Kate DeMay with the ball now for the Dort defenders. Quickly into the offensive zone. Feynman will pick her up. DeMay gets away, dribbles to the free throw line, throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey double-teamed here in backcourt, gets it in the hands of Feynman. Feynman on the dribble, now to Heather McEwen. McEwen now to Ducey. Ducey dribbles, gets it into the offensive zone. The ball is tipped away, and it goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Now a personal foul is going to be called. So we got my head taken off there at the scores table. Personal foul called there on the Bailey Spencer. That's going to be your first. Ducey to the free throw line. She's got 21 in the ball game this afternoon. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. She misses that one. The score remains at 71-64. A 7-point lead for Hastings with 41.7 seconds to play. Next shot by Ducey is up there. That one is in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Amber Sosma. Sosma has got it for Dort. Gets it quickly into the hands of Dumais. Dumais hustles into the forecourt, throws up a 3-pointer from the top of the key. It's going to be going no good. Rebound Schmidt. Follow shot good. Mackenzie Schmidt now with 18. It is 71-66 now. And a foul is called here in backcourt. 71-66 with 28 seconds to play. The foul is going to go on Julie DeCoucouc. That's going to be her fourth. So Schmidt throwing up a long bucket there for the Dort defenders. Here's a shot at the other end by Heather McEwen. Her shot is up and in. McEwen now is 17 in the ball game, 72-66 with 28 seconds to play. Next one by McEwen is good. Well, he's had a good week. 18 points against Dana. 18 points in the ball game against Dort. 73-66. Hastings with the lead. Here's Dumais powering her way to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down there. And the ball is recovered by Feynman. And now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on the defenders. Going to the free throw line is going to be Feynman of Hastings. A personal foul goes on Schmidt. She fouls out of the ball game with 18 seconds remaining. Feynman to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Feynman now 5 out of 6 from the line this afternoon. 15 points in the ball game. And Hastings now leading 74-66. Next one is up and in. So it's 75-66, now with 18 seconds to play. Kate Dumais into the offensive zone, starts off right. Feynman right on her face again. Here's a pass deflected. Battle for the rebound, or battle for the loose ball there, and it's going to be brought down by Stadler. She's knocked down, but the jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Dort, so they will play things in. 9.2 seconds to play. Hastings now leading by 9 points, 75-66. Dort will play things in underneath their own hoop here. Dumais gets it right in front of the basket. The ball tipped away again. Now another jump ball is called. This time Hastings will play things in. They got it right into the front of the basket there. Lisa Stadler, Ducey both there for Hastings, and a jump ball is called. Hastings will play things in. Feynman back here gets it into Becky Tesh. Tesh runs in to Sprunk. No foul called. Gets it away, and the Broncos are going to win it. 75-66 as the Dort defenders put up a fight here this afternoon, but Hastings making some plays there at the end. A hard-fought basketball game here this afternoon. Hastings has won their 15th straight ball game here this afternoon. They win it by 9 points over the upset-minded Dort defenders here this afternoon. Final score, Hastings 75 and Dort 66. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/ Crimson to join now.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Physical Education Center here this afternoon. Hastings College women's basketball team knocks off the Dort defenders by a score of 75-66. So the Broncos improve to 19 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are now 9-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort falls to 11-10 overall. They're now 3-6 in conference play. It was Dort who grabbed the early lead in this one, 15-10, a couple of minutes into the contest. Hastings came back to tie things up at 16. Dort went ahead at 20-16. Then the Broncos go on a 13-0 run there in the first half to grab a 29-20 advantage. That's a lead they never gave up. Stretched the lead to 12 points right before halftime at 41-29. They led by 10 at halftime, 43-33. Hastings stretched the lead to 17 points in the second half. But then Dort made a run there at the end, eventually got it down to 5 points at one time, 71-66, as Hastings missed some front ends of some one-and-ones down the stretch, but they hit some free throws in the final minute or so of the ball game, and Hastings goes on to win by the score of 71-66 here this afternoon. Lindsay Ducey led the way for Hastings. She had 21 points in the ball game today. Ducey also grabbing 11 rebounds, so Lindsay with a double-double here this afternoon, 21 points and 11 rebounds, 18 points for Heather McCune as she knocked down 4 3-pointers. Kim Fehman also a solid performance today, 16 points in the ball game. So 3 players in double figures. Ducey with 21, Heather McCune with 18, Kim Fehman with 16. 8 points today for Alicia Stadler. She had 4 rebounds. Elise Schlake had 5 points today. Other scores, Becky Tesh had 4, and Rachel Isherwood had 3 points. Hastings 24 out of 51 from the field today for 47.1%. They were 8 of 19 on 3-pointers for 41%, and the Broncos hitting 19 out of 25 from the free throw line for 76%. For the Dort defenders, they were 25 out of 63 today for 39%, 3 out of 13 from 3-point range for 23%, and 13 out of 17 from the free throw line for 76%. Dort out-rebounded Hastings today, 37-32. The Broncos had just 2 offensive rebounds today. 2 in the entire ball game. Dort had 9. And again, the Broncos getting out-rebounded 37-32 by a much taller Dort defender ball club here this afternoon. Hastings had 12 turnovers in the ball game. Dort had 14. The Broncos came up with 9 steals and 4 block shots. Dort had 8 steals and 1 block shot. Score was tied 3 times today. 1 lead change. That was when Hastings overtook the defenders there in the first half on that 13-0 run. And Hastings survives here this afternoon as they beat Dort by the score of 75-66. The scoring in the ball game for Dort, Kate Dumay led the way. She had 21 points and 7 rebounds. Mackenzie Schmidt had a double-double today, 18 points and 10 rebounds. Amber Sosma had 11 points and 8 rebounds. The other scores for the defenders, Julia the Cuckoo had 8 points in the ball game, 6 for Bailey Spencer, and 2 points for Brianna Sprunk. So Hastings led 43-33 at halftime. Dort comes back and outscores Hastings in the second half, 33-32. But the Broncos win it here this afternoon. Final score, Hastings 75 and the Dort defenders 66. We'll take our break, and when we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it.
Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back in the Sioux Center here this afternoon. Hastings College women's basketball team survives as they knock out Dort by the score of 75-66. Before we get to Lance Creech, let's get a couple of minutes here with Hastings women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Tough basketball game, as we expected, like we talked in the pregame show, but you guys were able to make the plays there at the end. Your feelings on the game?
Well, you know, the whole key, I thought, was that middle range in that second half where we were able to get out 10, 12, 14 up, surprisingly, because I didn't anticipate a whole lot of runs against this team. And down the stretch, then I was a little disappointed. We had some turnovers, and we had a lot of missed free throws. I told them after the game, I said, that's kind of the formula for losing a ball game at the end. But, you know, like you said, the last 50 seconds in particular, then we made the stops, we hit the free throws, and we took care of the ball.
That was really just the leadership maybe showing through there in the final minute of the ball game, huh?
You know, it's funny. At the three-minute mark, we took a timeout, and they came in. They're all, we're not going to lose this. We're not going to lose this. And I said, you know what? Just concentrate on winning. Don't be worried about losing it. Don't be worried about them coming back. Let's go down. Let's execute. Let's do what we're supposed to do, and everything else will take care of itself. Now, for the next 2 minutes, we didn't look very good, so that speech didn't work. But, you know, I think we got the point of quit worrying about losing it and go out and win the ball game.
Obviously, a tough day on the boards against a much taller team today. Respectable, 37-32, but they had some second-shot opportunities and just two offensive boards today.
Well, and you know, we had zero at halftime. That's one of the things we talked about was for a team that doesn't run us, there's no excuse for us to not attack the boards a little better. I think we probably had more than a couple offensive boards simply because there was that 4 or 5 minute stretch where we got 3-4 boards on a number of possessions. But like you said, out of a 40-minute game, we probably went to the boards maybe 4 out of the 40 minutes on the offensive end.
Anytime you pick up a win on the road, it's a good feeling. I know the trip home is going to be a lot better now, huh?
Well, and it is. And again, this is the number one defensive team. I think you said number two rebounding team. They're the number one block shot team. This is a team that is very tough to score against any place. So to come out here and get a win on the road, I'm extremely happy. We'll go home and we'll try and get better at a couple of things. But we're still ahead of everybody in the conference, and for another 3 days, they're chasing us.
Yeah, let them chase us for a while. Yeah. Have a safe trip. Thanks.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Again, we got the women's game in the books. Hastings winning by the score of 75-66. We'll take a break and come back and talk with Lance Creech as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, welcome Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa here this afternoon. The Hastings College men getting set to take on the Dort Defenders. As we talk with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, the Broncos sitting at 15-4 now in the season, 6-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, picking up a win on Wednesday over Dana by the score of 79-73. Coach, a tough physical basketball game on Wednesday night back in Hastings. Just your feelings on the ballgame?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. It was a tough, very physical game, very up and down. Usually when you're going to play that physical contact of a game, it's a little bit more of a half-court scenario, but that just was not the case. I thought Dana came in and gave us a very good test and really challenged us. And I thought, as we spoke a little bit earlier, I would grade us on an A-plus as far as just guts and determination, but probably about a C-minus at best on our defensive focus and execution of game plan, especially in the first half.
Talk about the problems we were having on the defensive end.
Well, I just think our footwork was really poor. I didn't think we had much of a bounce in our step, and I think we reacted too much to what they were doing instead of being a little bit more proactive and doing our work earlier and making sure that they didn't get the ball deep in the paint, because that was the biggest problem that we had all night. And we were working from inside out, and Dana, you know, was leading the conference in three-pointers made per game, and they stay right up there with it.
This is a team that probably got to down low inside on us for the best team that we have seen for a long time. Why were they so successful getting to the basket in the ballgame on Wednesday?
Well, again, I think it was our footwork. I think our guards didn't do a very good job in the first 20 minutes of closing down our footwork and keeping our backside to the baseline is what we try and say. Just keep your butt to the baseline and make them go side to side. We got our feet open and we had our butts to the sideline, and then we were opening it up